Country's hottest hits, 103.7 WHHT. It's Megan Maroney. I'm Kelly McKay. And the lovely Melissa Whitley with Hope Harbor is joining me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. I'm looking out at this pretty sunshine here in your studio.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is.
It just makes us, I know, I think we all have. I think it all puts us in such a better mood when we can see the sun.
For sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. All right, Melissa. So you are here to talk about an event that's happening this Saturday night, Take Back the Night. So tell us, first of all, I want to back up. First of all, tell us about Hope Harbor's mission.
Yeah. Well, Hope Harbor's mission is to empower and support anyone impacted by sexual harm. So we do that through a variety of ways, through our 24-hour hotline, as well as our medical and legal advocacy. We do education and prevention programs throughout our community and then offer our free trauma-informed, of course, counseling services for survivors as well as their friends and family.
All right. So this event is really important to survivor community, Take Back the Night. So tell us a little bit about what this event is.
Well, Take Back the Night, we've been doing this event for almost 30 years now. And really, it has always been an awareness event to help us bring the community together to show support for survivors and then really let people know that this is something that really happens, you know, here in our community, mm-hmm. and that the survivors aren't alone. And so when we come out and show public support, then they know that they can speak out or they can tell somebody if it's happened and they need help with that.
So this is taking place at both Fountain Square Park in Bowling Green and the Capitol. So what is happening in each of these places?
Yeah, well, this year, our kind of underlying theme is Your Story Matters. And so that victims can speak out and tell their stories. As often as, you know, violence leaves victims kind of scared and silenced, we're enforcing them kind of into the dark. We want to make sure that they know their story matters and that we want to hear that their stories, mm-hmm. So that we can impact others. And then so also because Hope Harbor is celebrating our 40th year later on in September, we thought it would be a great way to tell Hope Harbor's story too. So we will be showcasing inside the Capitol kind of all of our accomplishments, kind of from where we started, where we are now, all the way through those years. So people can really get a picture of who we are as an agency. And so we will have survivor stories there, and then we will end from the Capitol and go out to Fountain Square Park, where we will do a candlelight vigil. We will have community members that are setting up, community partners, and so there'll be a little scavenger hunt. You can go through and grab information and talk to folks to figure out the other resources that are available, and then possibly win some prizes with that too.
You know, there is so much to be said about a testimony, about a story, a survivor's story that can impact someone who may not be able to talk about it just yet, but something might be said in their story that might encourage them to say something.
Yes. And we've seen that many times throughout the years.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And the amount of people that you've been able to touch and to help over the last 40 years has been just amazing.
Yeah. And roughly we will serve around 500 to 600 unduplicated clients every year. And so providing multiple services, of course, to each of those. Mm-hmm. And so we know over those 40 years, you know, there's thousands of mm-hmm. Tens of thousands of survivors that have received our help, but also have been able to move forward and to show their resilience and to mm-hmm. you know, heal a little bit from the
yes.
crime that's occurred.
Healing and helping them to start over again.
Yeah.
Knowing that there is hope. Hope Harbor.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, and Kelly, one of the things too I forgot to mention as part of telling your stories, we've been doing a lot of storytelling lately with just throughout the telling Hope Harbor's story, as well as figuring out how we can tell other stories in an appropriate way. And so we're also trying to encourage children or families to come. And so we have a little story time, even for them, reading a book called Resilience. Mm-hmm. And so a very age appropriate, of course, and then some face painting. And so we really normally will have lots of families that come because we know that sexual violence doesn't only impact the survivor, it impacts really their whole family.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So make plans to be a part of this. Take Back the Night. It's happening this Saturday, April the 12th, from 5 to 8. Fountain Square Park and the Capitol there in downtown Bowling Green. Melissa, thank you so much for being here this morning and giving us all the details on this event.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are very welcome. We're going to get back at it with Kenny Chesney on 103.7 WHHT.